My name is Jess Byron-Russell, and I have a CNC machining company.
And where do you work?
I work in a small village near Lewes in East Sussex.
Why did you decide to start a CNC business?
I was working as an engineer, and I saw that there was a gap in the market for CNC production, and I was looking for a career change, so decided to invest in a CNC cutter, and I started the business about 6 months ago.
And what does a typical day look like in your line of work?
I get in the morning, I check the orders that have come through, typically on email. I spend the morning designing the pieces that are going to be cut in the afternoon. And then in the afternoon, I'm in the workshop completing the jobs that have come in. And then at the end of the day, those pieces get sent out.
That's great. So what personal qualities do you think you need to be a CNC operator?
Well, there are quite a few technical aspects. So a technical mind definitely helps. Problem-solving ability, so that if any problems do arise with the machine, that they can be overcome. There's a creative element in designing the pieces that are going to be cut and how they're going to be assembled. So, there are quite a number of skills that help in the job.
Could you perhaps describe one or two processes or services that you provide?
Yeah, one of the typical services that I offer is cutting ply for carpenters and joiners. So typically I'll cut a sheet of birch ply into shapes and components. So that will involve doing some CAD design work, coming up with the geometry of those parts, programming the cutter and cutting those components, and packaging those up.
So what do you like best and least about your job?
I think the best thing is doing something different every day, making different pieces. The worst thing about the job is, I suppose at the moment, the insecurity, not knowing if there is business down the line. So the fluctuations in demand are a hard thing to take.
Do you think the type of work will change in the future?
Yeah, it's definitely getting more popular. It's very popular in the US at the moment, and I think we're going to see more and more CNC in the UK.
Excellent. So where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years' time?
I think maybe I'll have 3 to 5 machines, and I'll be producing on a bigger scale.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time, Jess.
No problems.